a show of hands of how many people live on Main Street in this room?
Many people live on Main Street?
You want to say live on Main Street? How about my back of my house is on Main Street?
Okay, what about live on Main Street?
Residents, store owners, commuters, and bike riders were among those at the meeting who voiced opinions on the proposed bike lanes. The road diet, as the city calls the project, involves reducing the road to 3 lanes and adding 2 bike lanes. The city is in favor of the project and says it will slow traffic and make the streets safer. Assistant Director of Public Works Ronnie E. Lowe led the meeting. He says there are positives and negatives to the project.
One negative I see is if somebody's driving very slow and you're behind them, you're going to drive very slow. But that could also be a positive, too, because if you're a speeder and you're driving behind me who's driving slow, you're not going to be able to speed. So these things have shown across the country that they will reduce the average speed of cars going down the roadway.
Residents argued both for and against bike lanes. Gwen Hurd, a resident of Ward 1, says she's a bus rider, bike rider, and in favor of the lanes. While some argue that not enough has been done to educate the people of Little Rock about traffic and bike lanes, she says the lanes' existence is part of the education process.
You can educate people till you're blue in the face. Somebody is still going to say, I wasn't informed. The fact that you are a driver in a city means that you're supposed to obey the laws and the signage that's out there. The fact that there are bicycle lanes, that's education.
Several people mentioned the active bus route that goes up and down Main Street as both an argument for and against the road diet. Ward 1 Board Director Irma Hendricks says the bus route should be a consideration.
On 12th Street, I'm telling you what I know. I have even received calls from FedEx employees and the drivers of these big trucks. When those buses stop, even though that middle lane is there, cars actually go around those buses. We have had wrecks out there. We have had accidents out there.
Talk of other streets, such as Chester and Roosevelt, also needing bike lanes, came up. This sparked further debate, and Sarkis Nazarian, a resident of the neighborhood, wondered if some people might be using a bicycle as their primary mode of transportation and therefore benefit from the lanes.
There's our house right around the corner from there, and if we did have bicycle lanes, some of those folks may not be able to afford cars, and yet they work downtown, and they may be able to ride. I agree that the same thing needs to be done on Roosevelt to give those folks a chance, but I see them trudging up that hill with backpacks all the time.
And there's no sidewalk and there's no bike lane, and I'm afraid they're going to get hit.
Tim McEwen, speaking for the lanes, said this is not a one-time project and that the lanes are part of a bigger plan.
Someday, when people start using the Main Street bike lanes, maybe the impetus will sway opinions so that we extend it to the south of Main Street, extend it over to Chester. I agree, Director Hendricks, Chester is a logical place to have bike lanes. We should have them on Main Street and Chester with connections between them. This can't be a standalone project. So, you know, I think a lot of the criticism has been, well, it doesn't fix this other problem. Well, this is a start to fixing those other problems.
Though most people at the meeting seem to be for the bike lanes, one man who says he lives on Main Street said adding them would make it harder to get out of his driveway. The city plans to make a decision over the next 2 weeks on whether to include bike lanes in the South Main Street plan before handing the project over to the Highway Department. Maggie Carroll, KUAR News.